George Stilitto from the Peoria Symphony Orchestra in the house. Good to see you, George. How are you?
Good.
Did you go to the Journey Toto concert at all?
Of course.
No, you didn't.
I was looking for a mosh pit, but I didn't see one. Yeah.
Oh, old people don't mosh. We barely got down to the floor. You know what I mean?
It's
a mash pit.
Yeah,
actually.
A mash pit. Yes. They set up triage. Yeah,
have they ever had a mosh pit at a symphony concert?
Oh, you should do that. You're an innovative cat.
Yeah, we could think of it. We'll get Smashing Pumpkins down here.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You got a show coming up this weekend called Voyage. Where's the voyage going? What's the voyage about?
It's kind of a symbolic word in this case, because it's about personal journeys and inner journeys.
Oh,
so
nice. I like that kind of
we've
stuff.
Got some great music by Richard Strauss from when he was young and when right before he passed away, and the last pieces refer to the first piece from when he was young, and then you have this Tchaikovsky symphony, which is what I call one of the three psychological symphonies of Tchaikovsky.
Wow. Why is it psychological, if I may ask?
It kind of deals with his life.
And, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So you're not working. You're just going to be sitting back with a cup of coffee.
That's
because
right.
You have a guest conductor. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Louis Loriseb is Erica Petrucelli's husband. So this is a lovely, it's kind of a voyage for them, too.
Yeah, that's
nice.
And
he's a good friend of mine. I met him about 10 years ago. Very talented, ambitious young conductor. And I'm just happy he's here.
And then a special performance by guest artist, soprano Erica Petrucelli, with her hand up like this. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Welcome to Peoria.
Thank you for having me.
Speaking of a voyage, coming in all the way from L.A.
Yes, that is correct.
Have you been here all week?
We have been here, since Sunday.
Since Sunday, and just visiting visiting artists kind of thing, doing schools and things, I would imagine, right?
Doing some concerts through the week, and then our concerts on Saturday, so we're just here for the week, yeah.
How do you protect that voice?
Great question. You just have to be careful. The piece we're doing is only about 20 minutes long, so it's not a hugely demanding thing that I need to be really concerned about,
right. But
certainly not any late nights.
Are there days you don't speak?
When I have a really serious,
you don't speak that day.
I will try not to speak, because actually talking is the worst thing you can do.
Well, I'm sorry, we're on a talk show. I'm sorry, I feel bad now.
No, this is totally fine.
And this is a real innocent question. I really don't know this. Are there certain foods and or drinks? Is alcohol bad? Coffee bad? I don't know what's bad for you.
Yes, every singer is a little different. Some people are really strict about it. I definitely don't drink, the night before I have a performance. But I do drink coffee. I avoid spicy food, things that can cause reflux.
That's lots of water, obviously.
Lots of water. Yeah.
When
you
have a damaged voice, do you have any special like tea, lemon concoction?
Yes, actually, this is horrifying. But when I lose my voice, when I'm sick, I gargle hot water, vinegar, olive oil, salt. It's kind of like salad dressing.
Yeah.
And you just gargle up and down your range while you're doing that. And it is like a miracle.
I am horrified.
Yeah.
It's that gross, but it works.
What do you mean up and down your range?
Like,
are you
she makes
singing?
A noise.
You gargle while you're singing, if that makes any sense.
Wow.
Do you require everyone in the house to leave? Because
one should be present for this.
Nobody needs to see it. Don't put that on TikTok. I don't want to see
it. And no one wants salad that night.
No, definitely not.
Tell me about you and your husband's journey together. How did you meet and all those things?
Yeah, we met in Los Angeles. We were both young artists at the opera there. They have a young artist program. And so that's how we met. And
do you perform together often?
We do. He is actually an amazing pianist as well as conductor. And so we've done many recitals together. But this is the very first time that I am singing and he is conducting a symphony. So that's really exciting for us.
Is that an extra amount of pressure? Or just fun?
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
We'll try not to kill each other by the end of the day.
There is something when you are familiar, and George, you work with a lot of people you know very well. It changes the dynamic a little bit, right?
Yeah. But it also creates a more of a connection as well.
You anticipate, and I don't mean to shine away from the symphony on Saturday, but last night, very talented performers in those two bands, Toto and Journey, and you can see the connection.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that's happening on that stage, they have that.
Yep.
Everybody has to. What will you be performing again?
We are performing the four last songs of Richard Strauss.
Okay. That means not a lot to me. So help me as a layperson.
Yes. So they are the four last songs that he composed before he passed.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And he actually never really got to hear them performed.
Ooh, that's
kind of
spooky.
Very spooky. And the theme is all about death, the afterlife, passing on that sort of theme.
And do you sing in Italian?
It is in German.
It is in German?
Yes.
Okay, this is a whole new ball of wax. How many languages are you gifted to speak in? Can you speak in many?
I speak German pretty well. My Italian is okay, unfortunately. And we have to sing also in French, Russian, Czech.
Wait, no, this isn't fair, George. You already have the talent of singing. You shouldn't have to also have linguistics be part of it.
Yeah,
but that's an amazing talent.
When she doesn't want to talk, though, she's actually done radio interviews in sign language.
Yeah,
in sign language.
That's an added skill. Yeah,
yeah. That's fantastic. Tell me about some details here. It's Saturday, and this is at the Civic Center Theater,
yep.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $29. Tickets for students are $15. You always encourage young people to come and learn a little bit about music maybe they don't get exposed to.
Yep. Oh, and then she's also singing on our student concert coming up on Friday.
Where's that at?
At the Civic Center. So there'll probably be about 2,000-3,000 students there that'll get to hear a real opera singer.
Is that fun to do for kids?
Always my best audience, my most favorite audience.
Really? Because they're enthusiastic.
They're usually really enthusiastic.
And did you witness that something when you were like in high school? Did someone come sing from the symphony or soprano?
I started off actually playing the piano, and then that's kind of how I got into singing. And my mom would take me to local symphonic concerts, and mm-hmm. that was a huge part of my childhood and getting into opera. For sure. Yeah.
Well, welcome to town. Thank you for spending time with our kids and students and faculties and all those folks. And we're absolutely delighted you stopped by here in the morning. I know performers and morning radio don't always collide.
Yes.
Well, your day is at the other end
of the
day.
We're on the other end of the day. Yes.
But it's nice to see you. Our best to your husband and George.
Thank you.
Tickets at PeoriaSymphony.org.
Yes.
And can get them. And the show is...
at Ticketmaster.
Or at Ticketmaster. The show is Saturday, this Saturday, 7:30 sharp. It's good to see you.